Florida's successful campaign to keep children from smoking is in jeopardy. The economic slowdown, combined with a decline in travel since September 11th, has left the state with a projected $1.3 billion budget shortfall. Lawmakers are looking for ways to cut costs in order to balance the state budget. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports.
Florida was one of the first states to sue tobacco companies for the public health costs of smoking. The result was a $13 billion settlement that guarantees the state a hefty payment from cigarette makers every year. Like most other states, Florida has used its tobacco windfall to pay for a variety of state services, from children's health insurance to road building. But now that states are struggling to balance their budgets in a falling economy, tobacco money that had been set aside for anti-smoking efforts is threatened. The Florida legislature wants to cut more than a third of the state's tobacco control program's $37 million budget.
Our victory against big tobacco is being lost.
Florida Attorney General Bob Butterworth says the cuts will eventually cost more when the state has to pay to treat smoking-related illnesses. Health groups are sympathetic to the state's budget plight, but they say such deep cuts are unfair. Ralph DeVito is with the American Cancer Society.
We understand we need to make shared sacrifices and may need to get a 2 or 3% cut. The cuts proposed are devastating.
Since the Florida program started, smoking among middle school students has dropped 47%, high school smoking 30%.
This program is proven to work, and that's why other states want to copy it.
Bill Kaur is executive vice president of the Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids in Washington, D.C.
Florida is in grave danger of setting the opposite model for the country, how you destroy an effective tobacco control program.
National health groups have launched a campaign to stop the cuts.
It's a matter of life and death. Florida's tobacco control program has saved 50,000 of our kids from addiction, disease, and death. Now we need Governor Bush and the legislature to save tobacco prevention.
The strength of Florida's program is its youth leaders. They formed a SWAT team, Students Working Against Tobacco, to get out what they say is the truth about the tobacco industry's effort to target kids.
I'll call Bert.
16-year-old Jacob Baim of Tampa was one of more than a dozen teens dressed in bright orange SWAT t-shirts who came to the Capitol to save their program. Armed with cell phones, they worked a call list of state lawmakers.
I'm just calling to urge Representative Byrd to support the Florida Tobacco Control Program.
But their in-your-face style has brought some controversy, particularly bizarre television ads that, for example, compare smoking to having your tongue bitten off by a mad dog. Senate Majority Leader Jim King.
There have been a lot of people concerned about the tobacco abatement advertising expenditures, even when we had the money. You know, there were a lot of people scratching their head and saying, are we getting bang for buck?
Lawmakers say they have no choice but to cut programs like this because they don't deliver actual services to Florida's neediest citizens. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Tallahassee.